This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to the Transtown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, here with you for about another hour.
Yeah, we didn't go anywhere.
We actually have not gone anywhere. Secret here is I actually sat in some super glue and I just have not moved.
Yep, have not moved.
I have not left this chair all day since 9 a.m. Actually, 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
when we actually congregated here because we're dedicated to our job. I need to find out how to get the super glue off of my tush.
We'll get you there.
One step at a time. Mm-hmm. First thing we got to do, though, is make sure we get this going here. Welcome into the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transitown, unbeatable prices, trusted service. They got to love how I started that off. Thank you very much. But Bills lose 34-25 to the New York Giants in preseason game number one in a game that really... If you went today, you got the air show.
And you had good weather.
You got the air show. The kids got to watch players throw the rock, and boy, did they throw the rock.
There was big plays by both teams. Honestly, if you went to this game, I imagine you probably had a good time.
You had a good time. The kids got to have a good time, and everyone got to keep their eye on the quarterback. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Zach, how did the quarterbacks do here?
Well, on
this
an overall look, 38 attempts, 27 completions, 331 yards, and three touchdowns. Breaking that into all three of the quarterbacks that did go today for the Bills, Mitchell Trubisky got the start, 9 of 13, 138, and one touchdown. A lot of that came right at the end of the first half. He does hit Tyrell Shavers for a 58-yard deep bomb. Maybe the play of the game, definitely the one that got me out of my seat. As somebody that really kind of wants to see how this bottom of the wide receiver group shake out, Shavers is a name that has come up in the last few weeks, and that was really exciting to see. Next up was Mike White. He also had 13 attempts, 8 completions, 112 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He did have one of them, maybe the play of the game as well, a 30-plus yard touchdown pass to KJ Hamler on a fourth down. And then Shane Buechele wrapped the game up 10 of 12 for 91 yards. Did have a little bit of a two-minute drill there towards the end of the game. It was a two-score game, but trying to make it interesting. Ultimately, weren't able to punch it in, but he was able to put a few good passes in there as well. Guys like Laviska Shenault got a 17-yard catch. Christian Wilkerson had one catch for 20 yards as well. Overall, through the air, like you mentioned, it was a bit of an air show, and it was fun. For a preseason game, and also to when we were on pregame earlier this morning, as you mentioned, this was one of the things we were somewhat worried about is we haven't heard the greatest things from practices and how the backups are looking. What's this competition going to be? Are we going to see anything, not even just from the quarterbacks, but if you don't see anything good from them, what are we going to see from the wide receivers? And to be fair, it did start that way as well. For Mitchell Trubisky and for Mike White, it eventually kind of, the ship sort of righted itself and they were able to get going, make some big plays. You were able to learn some things. Really, the only unit that you weren't able to see much of, funny enough, was the starting wide receivers. Palmer, kind of the only guy that was able to leave this, and you could go,
you got a couple catches.
That was pretty good. He ultimately ended today going 2 catches for 21 yards off 3 targets.
And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that you have a backup quarterback playing against one of the deeper pass rushing units in the NFL on paper, mm-hmm. and they proved it's not just on paper. Because the Bills are a solid offensive line. They were a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, Abdul Carter looked as good as advertised.
It was one of those games where you're just like, all right, you didn't see much from them. Carter was a third overall pick for a reason. And it wasn't just him, though. They were kind of really in the face of Trubisky no matter what. So much so that they kept the starters out there for another drive
mm-hmm.
to say, okay, let's see what you got here. And then run the twos with Mitch and go from there.
Yep.
But, again, I'm not discouraged, though. I don't worry about the fact that Keon Coleman saw one target officially for 0 yards, one reception. They did, like you said in the postgame show, they did go right to him right away, if not for a false start penalty.
Yeah, there was at least something encouraging of like, okay, like this is what you do want to see from your number one, that he's not strictly stuck to this route these route concepts. This is all he's going to do. Coleman last year, a lot of it was, not even that. What we hear all the time about Keon as well is the contested catches. And that's some of the highlights as well that you see. That was just a quick 4 yard out, get the ball out quick. He was at the right spot. And that is going to be something you at least hope to see if he's going to be your quote-unquote number one wide receiver, is that they do want to target him at a volume rate rather than he gets 3 targets. I hope he reels in 2 of them.
And even if it is an efficiency rate, the Bills do have the personnel to make that happen. And I think there was a lot of that this afternoon, not just from the starters, from the backups. Very consistent all the way around. I mean, what, the guy with the toughest day today was competing for tight end 3.
Yeah, Zach Davidson.
Mm-hmm. 2 bad drops. He was targeted 5 times. He reels in, I do believe, only one of them. And it's a rough afternoon for Davidson there. Targeted 4 times, and he reels in 1 for 5 yards. Jackson Hawes has a brutal drop where Mike White starts 2 of 7. So, yeah, like Trubisky starts out rough with the starters. It's not all there. The chemistry's not all there. And the pass rush is really in his face. And the same thing, Mike White. He starts 2 of 7 in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Finishes this contest 8 of 13. That's going 6 for 6 to end your day.
It's pretty good. It's a good way to end it.
Great way to end it, actually. Just like Trubisky. Because if he doesn't have that 58-yard bomb, you're looking at
right.
8 of 12 for 80 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much different story. And then you're probably losing ground to Mike White in the quarterback competition, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, and both of them were able to have those big plays because the same with White on the 4th down play. They go for a field goal there.
You're not getting that touchdown.
He doesn't have a shining moment. Both don't have a shining moment. And that's where I think for both of us, they were okay.
Also 80 yards and he would have one touchdown. Much like Trubisky on the what if there.
Yeah.
They both have it.
Both of them are okay. A lot of this is to the backups. Again, Trubisky to start the game against the Giants starters.
I'm not expecting you to tear everything up.
Yeah, no. It really is just, can you run the offense? Can you get the ball to guys open in space? You know, that kind of stuff. So it was good for them. We spent a lot of time on the offense, though, Derek. I do want to jump to the defense here. Because that is actually where I maybe had the most fun watching today.
Yes.
Because of the retool of the defensive line. You know, there's a lot of new DBs that we're looking at, guys like Hancock. And then, of course, while you don't have Max Harrison out there, you do have Dorian Strong. And, you know, what's Cam Lewis doing and how does he look? There was a lot of faces out there.
How did Jordan Hancock fare?
Yep.
The new defensive lineman draftees. But oddly enough, why don't we begin from the beginning, Zach? Matt Milano's back.
Yeah, Matt Milano might be back.
First play of the game.
I know I sound less than excited about that. It's just I'm trying to keep expectations in my head level. And I've been trying to do that much of training camp in because, reading Sal's reports every day, you know, a lot of times doing our local shows here on WGR, just trying to get ready for those, you know. Matt Milano, another splash play. He looks good. He looks really good. The speed is there. But you're like, it's camp. It's August. It's July. It's not live. Yeah, let's slow build it. Then today, it's another step of like, okay, he looked really good. If he is close to that all-pro level, 90% of that all-pro level, plus Terrell Bernard, who looked to really pop 2 years ago when he first got the middle linebacker job, then dealt with injuries last year. If both of them are healthy and playing at this level, that might be the best linebacker room, if not in the NFL, in the AFC at least.
Because your depth is also a good, valuable piece, and we'll talk more about that later, but I still want to stay on the starters here. Joey Bosa looks solid on this first drive and his series with the defense.
Yeah, I was cool if his first drive ended his day.
Yeah.
Great in the run defense. He was a hellraiser kind of right away. He looked – well, and this is the thing.
He creates the opportunity for Ed Oliver to bat a pass as well. Like the edge comes through and Oliver gets his arm up. It did look like that's exactly what we're looking for. You sign a player that can have an impact that will help benefit the inside with Oliver.
Yeah, cause negative plays. Doesn't always have to be sacks. Doesn't always even have to be, you know, QB hits or anything like that. It just caused negative plays. Bosa, no one was ever worried about the talent level.
Never.
It was always – but how many games will you get out of him? And to that point, because of the injuries he has taken, how healthy is he anyways? What Joey Bosa are you getting? We all know you're probably not getting the all-pro, look like defensive player of the year candidate yearly in his early years with the Chargers. But at this point, where he's at, you know, I listened to some of the national guys, Sam Monson and Steve Pelizzolo, who are with the 33rd team now. You know, they mentioned too, like almost karmic luck. The Bills probably have earned a fully healthy Joey Bosa season, even if it's just one season and he ultimately gets a big deal somewhere else. They've earned that where he can just go out, he's going to pop off. You almost get like a Leonard Floyd season from him, right? That was a big thing with Floyd when he came to the Bills just for that 1 year ultimately.
Floyd was a mercenary sack getter for this team.
And we all kind of realized about like week 6, 7, it's like, oh. Well, enjoy him while he's here. We're not going to be able to afford him.
Yeah,
he's
going to get
big money.
It.
Bosa could be that too, and he looked the part for the most part today. He didn't play too much. He was great in the run game, and he was a bit of a hellraiser in the pass game. It was fun to see him, but with all that being said, also very quickly, I think all of us were sitting there going, okay, end the day early for him, especially when Taron Johnson, had to go get checked with ultimately what we found out was a head injury. Signs came back clear. Actually, from everything from today that we know of, no lingering injuries, no injuries really at all, which is a great sign.
Considering how training camp has gone, well, hang on. We'll find out in a couple days.
We'll find out.
From
what we know now. But the Taron Johnson stuff, he was checked for a concussion. That was a little nerve-wracking because it was just he made a great play, big hit. And then
on a bigger body?
Yep, and then he was slow to get up, and it was just one of those, come on.
Hit like, a man that's 6'4", 225.
Yeah. The vibes weren't awesome at that point early in this game because of where they've been with the defense. And even Taron Johnson, another guy last year who dealt with injuries. And it really did hamper his season. You know, he's a second-team All-Pro 2 years ago. He's one of the best nickel corners in the game. And it's just – it's kind of the story with
sometimes.
The Bills. Injuries sort of slow down what felt like was a real ascending career. He's on the older end as well. He's 29, and you have to start worrying about that. And that is also where you do wonder if guys like Cam Lewis and Jordan Hancock, are they sort of preparing the potential replacement for Taron Johnson?
So part of this is I want to do a little bit of a two-parter here.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I want to do is I want to go to the locker room. Brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. I want to hear from linebacker Joe Andreessen. He had a really good day today, and he played with the ones with Terrell Bernard out this afternoon. So why don't we head to Buffalo product, local kid, Joe Andreessen.
How do you feel in that area compared to, as a rookie?
Pass coverage wise?
Yeah.
Definitely getting better. You can watch some last year training camp and stuff, and it looks like two different worlds. Like, don't even know what I'm doing out there. But, I'm still nowhere near where I need to be and where I know I can be.
Thank you so much for your time.
Joe, last year you showed instincts, but it just seems like this year it's even a step up. What did you learn from last year watching NFL offenses that allowed you to kind of be even quicker in how you're reading things?
Yeah, it's definitely the NFL is different from college, so definitely takes time to adjust, and you get more of a feel of it over time. And, I think, there's just little keys that you can kind of see in film and point out. A lot of offenses do the same thing. They do the same thing differently, I guess, is the best way to put it. So being able to put that in the back of your head and, just like unconsciously when you're out there, it kind of just clicks and like, oh, they might be running this or get an idea of what the play is going to be.
How important is it for you to have that time on task with Matt or with Dorian, whoever's out there? How important is it to make sure you're getting reps next to guys, not just doing your own thing?
No, that's huge, you know, because communication out there between the backers, making sure we're on the same page, you know, coverage-wise, run responsibility-wise, that's huge just because, you know, it's huge with the linebackers, the back end, everything like that. You know, there's a lot of communication within the defense. So getting reps with who you're going to be out there with is huge, yeah.
Absolutely. Last year we saw a few Joe Andreessen jerseys in the stand. We're seeing a few more this year. How cool is that for you?
That's awesome. You know, every time I see one, I try and make sure I sign it just because I love the support. It's awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep. Appreciate it.
That was Joe Andreessen from the locker room. Once again, it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Why did I play Joe Andreessen? We should talk about him. He played really well with the starters today. He comes away with 5 total tackles, a tackle for loss, and a near interception.
Yeah, like Hancock, almost. Hancock's taken away from a penalty.
Hoyt.
Andreessen has to make a play.
Hoyt bounces this thing as Jackson Dart wants to go to his offensive right. Hoyt's outstretched arms gets there, and it goes right to the middle of the field as Andreessen's scrambling to get back. He mm-hmm. does make that dive underneath. He does look like he secures it, and the ball slips out. I mean, you're playing linebacker for a reason, kid. That's how it goes in Little League and in high school. You're playing linebacker for a reason, kid. But I think he played really well with the starters today. They kept him in throughout that. And I don't know how, like, you can feel more confident in Andreessen himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's because of the fact that he knows the game. He's a cerebral type player. And he is kind of making plays all throughout preseason for the second year in a row.
Well, he got to a point, too. I mean, ultimately, they do waive Baylen Specter. He did wind up on IR. He cleared waivers.
But before that, Andreessen's getting the snaps anyway.
It felt like kind of like the Trey White, Max Harrison situation. It was like, the injury sucks. But that guy was already winning anyways. Trey White with the cornerback two spot, and then back up middle linebacker. It felt like Andreessen was taking it. For me, Derek, he looks like he belongs. It showed last year in the preseason. It's why he ultimately made the roster. This year, it's kind of it's a forward progression for him. It's not always linear, but for him it seems to be. He looks like he's going to be one of their backup linebackers. He always had the athletic profile. That was a big thing last year.
And more consistently, he's going to get a 53-man jersey, a game day jersey every year or every week, it looks like.
Every week now. And he's just it's a great story. You know, Hard Knocks is covering the Bills this year. Andreessen's the perfect Hard Knocks story last year.
He's also still the perfect story.
He still might be.
Because now he's getting more of the attention of the offense. Tell me they don't grab some of the game film here from Andreessen.
He looked good. He seemed like he was everywhere when he was on the field. It was great to watch. They have a lot of good young talent, and Andreessen crazy enough, as an undrafted guy, one of them, not one of the key guys. He's not a second-round pick like T.J. Sanders or Max Harrison. But in terms of the young defense they have building that depth, Andreessen's absolutely part of that.
Andreessen's part of that. And to stay on the starters, Zach, I found this very funny. Because it is a preseason game, you should be willing to take more chances, and we saw Russell Wilson kind of pitter-patter his way to 40 yards. They were hell-bent on avoiding Benford with both Jackson Dart and with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Trey White got
It became a little bit funny. They were targeting just the left side of the field constantly. It was where Trey White was. Part of that was he was absolutely playing like 5-10 yards off the receiver at times. It was more just take what the defense is giving you, don't let up big plays. I get that. My only issue, and again, this is very vanilla. I don't want to, you know, bang the drum to be worried about the defense, but I think it is fair to bring up. There was too many times in the screen game they were giving up these third and long conversions. But then even with the Trey stuff, you know, they weren't setting up second and longs. You know, that'd be a first down. They'd go there at second and 6, second and 5. And it's allowing the drive to go better. I'm not saying that White played poorly by any means. I think it is indicative of, hey, don't target that guy. Go to this side.
Hell-bent
which is
on it.
Which is great to see. But with the injury to Harrison, I don't want to say you want to see more from White, but I wouldn't say he had like the greatest of games. There was also a moment, too, where he was clearly, whoever the receiver was for the Giants, was trying to take him down. And boy, oh boy, did he need help.
He got carried along for a first down on that one play. But there was one play where it looks like Dart is looking toward Trey White, and he says, nope, I'm not throwing that ball. It is it's a seam down the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
White looks like he's got him step for step on it, and Dart doesn't even try it. Instead, he goes back down to the slot. Nice little completion, but
it was one of the more impressive plays. Like, okay, you're trying to target Trey White a lot, but it is, again, the taking what he's giving you. What he didn't give you is the big play,
yep,
which is exactly how the Bills love to operate, and I think they'll take that overall. Cornerback two, no matter who it is, be it White or Hairston, or if Ingram's got to play a game, or if Strong has to elevate for a day,
mm-hmm,
you're going to be busy because teams are not going to throw the other way to 47.
No way. He's underrated nationally, it feels like, but I think coaches know how good he is.
Coaches know they game plan it well. Zach, they went D-tackle heavy in the draft, and each of them made some splash plays in the second quarter.
Yeah, it was great.
T.J. Sanders, Deion Walker. Sanders gets two quarterback hits on the day on Dart, including one that ultimately does end up a Giants touchdown.
Yeah, you'll see that play a lot tomorrow in the highlights. But pay attention to how hard of a hit Dart takes. Sanders makes a great move on the right guard and is in there quick. It has to be a perfect throw from Dart to convert on that touchdown. And it's a great play by him. I don't want to take it
in front. The hands, the technique that he uses to get that lineman out of the way, a little bit of like a rip-swim sort of combination there that you love to see.
Sanders was in there.
Deion Walker does the same thing. Bullies his man, does a swim inside into the A-gap, and storms on through. That's 6'7", 300-plus pounds of I'm going to take you down unless you get rid of this football. And he gets an arm on the ball, and there it is. That's what the Giants backed up to their own end zone.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to see from the two young guys who, because of the suspensions to guys like Hoyt and Ogunjobi, and the fact that ultimately you had to add to the defensive tackle room with guys like Daquan Jones getting older, Ed Oliver not being exactly what you wanted as a top 10 pick,
and the
it was
the
exciting
depth
to see that.
You didn't have to call Jordan Phillips for the 11th time, which, I mean, Jordan Phillips with the Bills is a much better player than Jordan Phillips anywhere. That has just become fact. But Phillips, I do believe, called it a career.
I believe that is right.
If not, it's basically like that. So you want to see Sanders and Walker at least have some splash plays for why did you draft them?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them did that today. Jordan Hancock, I saw a lot from Jordan Hancock today. There's the interception that's taken away by penalty. He is up and making a lot of plays. They're okay with sending him on blitzes. It seemed like Hancock and Dorian Strong, to a lesser extent, seemed very comfortable today with their first NFL action. I am going to be very happy to see all of these rookies, all four of them that we just covered on defense, continue on throughout. The one that you really didn't hear from today, and then when you did, it was for a negative play of sorts, it was Landon Jackson. Jackson was kind of silent in this game, and then he's lined up offsides on the play that Hancock makes an interception.
Yeah, he is kind of the only guy that ultimately did struggle. And it's tough. He is your third-round pick. We haven't heard anything from him in camp. And then really the only notable play he makes today is lining up offsides on an interception.
As a matter of fact, he does not record a statistic on the afternoon.
Yeah, and so that is really the one big negative of the young defensive line group, is that Landon Jackson kind of continued to have not really just a quiet camp. Now today it was a pretty big negative play.
Furthermore, though, during pregame, I had mentioned the player to watch was A.J. Epenesa. Epenesa also does not record a statistic in this game. Javon Solomon gets a quarterback hit and a pass deflection. You keep making plays like that, you're going to be the next guy in the rotation.
Especially because it is going to be a healthy rotation.
It's sort of
like the wide receivers. If you're making plays, you will get snaps.
Also, the first player on the rotation is suspended for 6 weeks.
Yep. They're going to need you anyways.
They're going to need people right away. You need to make plays. Both.
Hoyt, though, did look very good as well. I do want to mention
Hoyt looked as advertised.
Hoyt is also, I will say, someone that played a little bit longer, namely due to what we expect is going to be he'll play less and less as the preseason goes on because younger guys need more reps, so he's playing a lot towards against backups. But he looked like, I understand why the Bills are excited about him. I will also say, and I do want to point this out here real quick because I mentioned it, but I think it should be said, the third down defense was not great.
Again.
Ultimately, the Giants go 9 of 19, good for 47% conversion rate there on third downs. It's not ideal. They're 2-for-2 on fourth downs as well. That was an issue last year, and it is just the preseason. It is a vanilla defense, but that was a problem last year, and I think it is fair to bring up again that on third downs, the screen game continues to just be a weakness. And that's the thing,
sick
too.
Of that.
Yeah, it's not just the preseason.
I'm getting sick of it.
That is a problem they've had for a few years. And the third down defense, and why I bring it up, is because it was a problem they had last year. They got to get home. They've got to force guys to go to their third, fourth, you know, even maybe fifth read, or just throw the ball away and not have a turnover. They cannot constantly live on those turnovers. Because, you know, and this is something people have brought up as well. You go to the backup quarterback, it's not good. Josh Allen does have to make work a lot of magic, especially with this defense last year, giving him a lot of third down conversions.
Not to mention, of the 10 third downs that New York does not convert, they go for it twice. And
yeah.
They go and they make it twice.
Yeah.
So, effectively, it turns into, when it comes to total conversions, that kind of works its way to 11 of 19.
Yeah, which is horrific.
That's ghastly, even. Yeah. That said, it's not all doom and gloom. You got bright spots from everything here. And that's kind of what the preseason is supposed to be all about anyway, is the evaluation. I'm glad that the quarterbacks played well enough that we could evaluate not just the wide receivers, but even the quarterbacks themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like the first game last year where they score 6 total points.
And then 9 the following
week. I'll blame that on weather conditions. It looked like it was just a dreadful place to play in Pittsburgh last year.
Yep. It's also, and I think, why Josh Allen was expected to play that game.
They pulled him out of that
game
day. They're like, no, we're not having him step on this
field.
We're not doing this today.
Absolutely not.
We're not doing this today. And it turned into that. And Ben DiNucci was the best passing performer of the Bills preseason last year. Now, you don't get to say that. Trubisky and White really did bang heads together today. Nobody gained or lost ground. And I think that's the best part, is that nobody lost any ground.
Yeah, I mean, it's a storyline you can now continue to follow into week 2 and week 3 of the preseason, because I do not expect Josh Allen now to play at all in the preseason, especially missing out on the lone home game. I imagine he might not play at all this preseason.
Well, we'll take a time out here, and when we come back, we will hear from head coach Sean McDermott. This is the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back into the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on WGR. We're going to take you to the locker room. Brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino, and we are going to hear back from head coach Sean McDermott.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. You know, a lot of guys got some of their first experience dipping their toe into the NFL for the first time in real live game action, so that was good. Thought the guys fought hard to stay in the game at times and then mount a comeback at the end there. Really appreciate that. That said, there's a lot we can take from this game, both young and old, and coaches and players. So that's really where you start with it. You go and look at the film, and there'll be a lot to go through tomorrow when we get together. Update on James. That's probably a question you guys have. James and I had a good conversation yesterday. We talked about warming up. He agreed to warm up, but not play due to his situation right now. So. That's where we're at. So no change really overall.
If you can elaborate on that, if maybe you don't care to, but when you say to not play, what's the compromise there? You just wanted him out there, make sure he was there, or?
No, we wanted him to play. I wanted him to play, but I don't really want to, you know, go into it any further. There's really no change at this point in time from what it was going into this weekend and the game today. So, he warmed up, like I said, but at this point, due to his situation and the position he's in, was not willing to play. So that's where we're at. Again, it was a good conversation, but really no change overall.
What'd you like about how Mitch did getting the start?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things, you know. In particular, I think it was the third or fourth drive there, moving us down the field, got into a good rhythm, made a couple great throws there.
Hey, Sean, just with James, do you expect him to practice this coming
week? Yeah, again, let's move on. We can talk about the guys who played. I think that's the right thing to do and the fair thing to do right now. So James's situation is James's situation, and let's talk about the team.
Sean, along the lines of Mitch, Mike had his moments too. How do you assess that backup quarterback race right now?
Yeah, no, I think both of those guys did some good things. Both of those guys moved the team down the field, you know, at times, and I'm sure both have some plays that they want back. Just overall, you know, we'll continue to look at it. They'll continue to battle as we get back into practice this week.
We just talked to Joey Bosa in the locker room. He said it might have been about 6 years since he played in the preseason. Was it good for you to see him get some snaps in that setting, and did you like what you saw?
Yes. We were out there first on defense and had a chance to get off the field on a first third down. Bigger picture now, but specific to Joey, I thought it was good that he got out there. You know, it really was. And same for our ones, to get out there, get their minds right, minds around, hey, playing and getting into warm-ups and going out there, getting some maybe pregame jitters going, and that's, you know, the ramp up to the season here. So as you could tell, we got a lot of work to do. I thought Joey, again, did some good things there. It looked like in the run game in particular on a couple plays, and I appreciate him being the pro that he's been to this point and going out there and playing.
Jordan Hancock has a lot on his plate early due to his versatility today. Getting pressure, open field tackling, interception that's negated by a penalty. What did you think of his first game?
Yeah, it looked good. Again, you know, you really don't know until you watch the film. I'm not out there watching a specific person necessarily, but there's certain guys that you could feel. They showed up in the game. You could feel them on special teams, feel them on defense in this case, Jordan being one of them.
Why did you have Ray Davis kick the extra point even though you didn't sign a kicker this
year? You never know, right? I just feel like, what if it happens in a game? We've been on the other side of it where a team has lost their kicker. I think it was in pregame warmups a few years back. So you kind of make a, you know, mental note of that and saying, hey, what if it happened to us? And, you know, with T-Bass out, even though we signed a kicker, I wanted to see, you know, what it would look like. It's different doing it in practice. We've always practiced it, but the transition, right, the pit stop, we score, Ray's on the sideline, they're hitting his lug nuts with the pit stop, and we're getting the shoe off and getting the other shoe on. And I think Coach Tabor may have tied his shoe for him, I'm not sure, but it was really good pit stop, and then the execution, so really cool to watch.
So 0 to 100% of being practical versus what percentage of that was because it's fun? And you have a team that has fun. Done things that you will keep your guys engaged just because it's fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is fun. I mean, it's fun to see that. I think it's energy producing, and Ray takes a lot of pride in things, right? In particular, playing running back, being a great teammate, and then in this case, kicking. And like, what happens if it does happen? What are we going to do in the middle of a game? Now we're a little bit tested, at least. I don't plan on doing it again. This preseason, I think once is enough. I don't want to, him to pull a hamstring or whatever trying to kick an extra point or a field goal. But it was good for us to do it. When I was on the sideline after that, I'm like, okay, how much of it is, in fact, realistic in a real game? If we had to do it, how quickly could, let's say Ray scores, right? I mean, that's going to be a challenge to get him all the way back. So we got to come up with another plan, pit stop. Maybe somebody reruns the shoe out to him,
It's a high school thing, right? Quarterbacks never know. A lot of time.
Right. Yeah.
This
is like we're filibustering here. Could talk about this all night.
It's the preseason.
Hey, John, did you
Yes.
Are you done with
that it was.
Hey, jump in whenever you want.
Special teams is obviously something we're all paying attention to. Return game. We saw who was out there today. Have you made any inroads on what do you think's happening return wise?
We wanted to see a few guys today. Really, as many of the guys as we could. Guys have been back there. There's a number of them. In addition to LaVisca, Codrington, and then Frank Gore, KJ, Evans has been back. So there's a lot of them, and we're trying to see if we can get through them all and get them all a touch and an opportunity to show us what they got in live action. It's one of the harder things to practice live. Right, full speed is running down on kickoff, and because of the numbers and guys who are healthy, then also the physicality of the play. So.
Would you consider maybe one of your toughest roster decisions is dedicating a position to just a return guy? Because Codrington really last year didn't really help you on defense, but he was the return guy. Is it hard to create that one roster spot?
It is, but we're constantly looking at it because it is increasingly becoming an important spot, right? Because the game with the rules this year, again, changing, continued to, like you saw the play today, right? Or even, after half, we were discussing this as a staff 2 or 3 days ago. All right, what's the decision before half? Are we going to kick it into the end zone? Where it used to be a team would just, they sit on the ball, there's X amount of seconds left, they'll sit on it, ball's at the minus 20, touchback in the old way, right, or years ago. Now it's at the 35. Now the team may say, hey, okay, we got one play and we're throwing it in the, throwing it in the Hail Mary. So the game is constantly changing, and with that, the situations change. And so that play overall, and then in particular the returner, is becoming a really big part of the game. So it's definitely drawing our attention.
We'll hear more from Sean McDermott coming up after this on the Transtown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Here's more from Sean McDermott.
Sean, along those lines, LaViska, you seem like you had him at gunner. He was the starting kick returner. You gave him a punt return. He made a nice play on the two-pointer. I know he started camp hurt. He may be playing a little bit of catch-up, but where do you feel like he's at, and what did you think of those varied roles that you gave him today?
Right, intentional. We were intentional with that. Coach Tabes in particular, and then Joe a little bit as well, and just trying to see again. You know, you're talking about, these down-the-line guys in terms of what they have to be able to do as opposed to, hey, just one spot, one position. It's hard to keep niche players unless they're, you know, really special. So every situation is different, don't get me wrong, but the more you can do, the more you help us out holistically on the roster. And as you said, you referenced LaViska and playing those, you know, different positions. I think that's important. And, you know, Codrington, we're moving him around on defense and seeing what he can do, as well as, you know, the punt returner spot as well and the kick returner.
How about with Shavers? Because he keeps making plays. You've talked about him, and then you got him out in some teams. Can he help you in special teams and help himself in that case?
Yeah, that's going to be big for Shaves. We feel like we know what he can do, you know, out at wide out and things, and he continues to show us that. And it's, okay, now how good can you become on special teams, and what phases or how many phases can we get out of you, again, just in terms of versatility and the value overall.
Sean, to look at film on this, on that fourth down play, the execution pre-snap and post-snap that went that touchdown to Hamler from Mike White, talk about the offensive line, take the protection. How impressed were you with that entire group and the operation of that play?
Yeah, huge. I mean, these guys don't always get, they're not always playing together. Right, so to get out there and to be able to execute that and that at that level is really impressive, I think, overall, and just proud of the guys. You know, it takes leadership too, right? So who can rally the guys, get them all on the same page? I thought Mike did a good job, Shane as well, and Mitch. I mean, those three guys, I thought, did some good things in the game.
Some of your players over the years have talked about, you know, how in the preseason you're not necessarily game planning very much for a game. Is there a way you could, like, put a number on it? If there was, like, one, you're not doing anything, and 10, you're really, really into the game plan, like, where does it fall? How much work are you doing to get ready for the Giants, and how much of it is just looking for individual things from certain players?
It probably differs a little bit you know, within each phase. You know, offense may do just a little bit more or a little bit less 1 week. You know, but I mean, really, we're hovering around 0-1, I would say. In particular, in the first game, because I'm just a big believer in allowing these young players to play, not have to worry about, you know, the volume of a game plan, and we get a better feel for who they are as football players when we can just watch them react and play fast and not have to think. We'll move on from here and graduate a little bit, but even still, I mean, we don't do a lot. Every team is a little bit different. We don't do a lot as it relates to game planning in the preseason.
It sounds intentional, right? It almost sounds like you want to see how they react without knowing exactly what the plan is.
It's how they react. Yeah, I mean, without having to balance a game plan on their shoulders. But there is an element of, hey, what can they handle game plan-wise? And we'll get into that a little bit, like I said. But, you know, overall, that's how we do it. It may not be the same for everybody else.
I know you guys are super familiar with Curtis Samuel. Availability continues to be kind of one of the storylines with him. How much is he kind of missing out on how much he's been out the last couple of weeks, and what does he have to do over the next couple of weeks kind of gain some ground?
Yeah, I'm excited this week to see who can really get back. I am. I mean, we've had a number of guys kind of in that just over here, that grouping, and they're working hard. They are. You know, Kurt's one of them. And he knows, and they all know, availability is important, right? It's time to go, and you know, the season's not far away, so we have a lot to learn from today. Wasn't where it needed to be in a lot of ways, so we've got a lot of work to do, and getting these guys back to put in the work is part of our challenge right now, and so the season's not waiting on us, but we need some of these guys back and back fast.
That was head coach Sean McDermott from the locker room, brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Thank you to everyone that listened in today on the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. For Zach Jones, for our producer Tanner Saunders, our anchor Joe Calley, I'm Derek Kramer. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.